give Jesus a great hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Would you look at your neighbor and say, I'm ready to get blessed today. Turn the other side and say, I need it. Oh my gosh. Have you ever been in that situation where you just, I need God to bless me? Amen. Well, today is that day. We're going to be asking God to bless us with his word, his wisdom, and his understanding, and that we could understand how to walk with God in a way that will bless us and bless those around us. Let's bow our heads for a second, shall we? God, we've gone an entire week since we've been together. And Lord, we want to ask you to bless us and keep us and cause us to understand your word in a way that we've never understood it before. We want you to move now, God, in the name of Jesus, upon every request, every need in this building. If there's a person here with healing they need, God, I ask that you would heal their bodies. If there's a person here with an addiction, a problem with their flesh, God, I want you to touch their flesh. If there's something wrong with someone's eyes, God, I need you to move in the aisles. Loose your angels in the name of Jesus and begin to touch the eyelids and the eyes and the coronary. God, I want you to touch the pupils in the name of Jesus. If there are torn muscles, God, strained backs, God, bones out of place, God, in the name of your son, I am asking that instantly the bones would pop back into place, that in the name of Jesus, your power would make the difference. Today, God, if there is a miracle in the kidneys that needs to be done, God, we don't take another pill. We take the Holy Ghost pill and let him heal all through our bodies. God, in the name of Jesus, we have called HIV a death sentence. God, I call on God right now to heal every single person struggling with HIV. God, I know you hear me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I feel your presence right now. I know you're in this place. I don't have to talk loud. God, I thank you. Come on, somebody just thank God for what you need. Listen, I'm training you. Listen, when God enters the atmosphere, you don't have to get loud. You just praise his name and it'll come. Come on, somebody praise God. Maybe not for yourself, for someone else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Come on. Come on, you can praise him. Loose it. Let it go. Don't be a spectator. Participate. This is the time. Good God Almighty. Thank you. Woo! God, I thank you. Woo! Some of you, listen to me. Some of you right now need a breakthrough. You are waiting for me to call out your issue. And God said, but you already know what it is. You're waiting for a breakthrough in your marriage. And God said, all I asked you to do was to stand up and lift up your hands so you can catch what I'm dropping down into your world. Listen, we don't have to get worked up. All I'm saying is be obedient. If you want a blessing, if you need, listen, I ain't talking to everybody. The Bible says they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they're going to get full. Listen, you don't want your plate? Pass it to me. That's all I'm saying. You don't want your greens? Pass it to me. That's all I'm saying. Right now, heaven is ready to loose gifts. Some of y'all need it. I see jobs. I see a rift in a family that you've been trying to fix. I'm going to tell you what I see now. I see night terrors. You're being terrorized at night. I see someone in a vehicle that just on this week, their car broke down this week and you were out in that hot sun. And God said, you need to praise me for a new car. It ain't no different than asking for tumors to be healed. So what we're going to do is, and on a count of three, I want you to give God your best praise. So y'all don't know why. Listen to me. Listen to me. The children of Israel knew the acts of God. They saw the Red Sea split. They saw the cloud and the fire by night. They saw the snake, the staff turning into snake. They saw the earth open up and swallow up the enemies. They saw the acts of God, and yet they were never satisfied. They kept murmuring and complaining because they weren't where they wanted to be yet. But if they had just accepted the miracle that happened right in front of them, if they would take what God has already done for them, they would know he wouldn't leave you in the wilderness. He's not going to leave you on the side of the road. All you have to do is believe. It is the, if faith is the money the Christian operates with. Do you understand? By faith, we pull down miracles. By faith, we pull down healing. By faith, we change the unseen. So right now, I'm going to count to three. And I want you to loose your faith. Because it is time out for getting beat up by the enemy. Try to handle it on your own. You've got a weapon that is so powerful. The weapon of our warfare is not carnal, meaning it doesn't come from the flesh, but it is mighty through God to the what? Pulling down of strongholds. Whatever has a stronghold in you, y'all didn't hear me. You know what it is. You know what God needs to do. Whatever is a stronghold in your life, when we call upon him by faith, we can pull down the strongholds. So when I count to three, I want you to lift your hands. And I want you to believe with all your heart. I don't care what you see. All you see right now is normal people. But you don't know me. All you see is a 6-foot bald-headed black man. And that's all you see. You don't see the man that God created from the foundation of the world to do what I'm doing today. You don't see that. You don't see the Holy Ghost just itching to get out because somebody's willing to believe. You don't see that. You don't see in your neighbor is the miracle that you thought only had to come from the pulpit, but he's standing next to you to give you what you need. You don't see that. For we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. I believe what the word has said. So when I count to three, I want you to let loose and just, I'm not asking you to beg for nothing. You are king's kids. Do you understand? Turn to somebody and say, you belong to the king and you're a king's kid. You don't beg for nothing. You don't beg. You listen to me. You don't beg. You don't come to church. Please, God. Please, God. Cut that foolishness out. Cut it out. We're kings and queens. We say what we want. We come to our Father and we say it in Jesus' name. This is what I want. And he said, I'll give it that your joy may be full. Who wants to be happy again? I'm not speaking what Steve says. I'm speaking what Steve knows, what I've experienced, what I've walked through. When the fire kindled upon my body, God put it out before it touched my flesh. I know God can do miracles and signs and wonders, and you are the one that is called his canvas. Are you ready to be painted on? Here we go. As kings and queens, I want you to shout, God, thank you for solving my problem in Jesus' name. And when you say it, close the book on it. Did you hear what I just said? Close the book on it. Don't keep looking back. Don't go back and ask again. This time, I want you to believe for your miracle. Do you understand? And close the book on it. Are you ready? One, two, three. Praise him. Lord, we worship you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Yeah. There it is. Yeah, I felt that. Somebody getting a breakthrough. That's it. Keep going. That's it. Woo! The men of the house are getting breakthroughs. Come on, men. That's it. God is moving. Woo! Men, God is moving right through you. Women, get ready. Woo! Jesus. Move in place. Yeah. Boy, my men are working it right now. Come on, man. Pray. Call on it, man. Y'all working it. He is pleased. Right now. Give it up. You need it. You are going to get it. It belongs to you. Woo! Miracles. Ooh, I feel that. Come on. Yeah. There's something about to break here. Wow. Oh, wow. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Oh, God. Woo. Flow, Holy Ghost. Flow. God, this ain't about emotion. This is fact, not fiction. Woo! Fact, not fiction. Oh my God. Yes. Right now, some of y'all need to write down what he just said to you. Write it down. Find a pen and paper and write that down, because God's speaking to some of you. God's telling you next steps. Hallelujah. Listen. I want to tell you what I just heard. You may have had an abortion, but your baby's still alive. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. There are some women in here, their lives are torn because of a decision they made years ago. And God just told me that those babies are living with him and they'll be there waiting for you. There is no condemnation. God has forgiven. Now live like you're going to meet that child again. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Someone needs a miracle right now. If you are here and it's your first time, or you need God to speak to you, would you come forward, please? I don't know who you are, but I want to be in prayer with you. If you need, I don't know who you are, but God said there's somebody here that needs a breakthrough without a shadow of a doubt today. If you're here, I'd be more than honored to pray with you. Come on down here, daughter. Come on down here. Come on. Because you know what? You can't get tormented all the time by the devil. There comes a time where the devil is going to stop. And I claim it today. There's a sickness in your body. And God gave a word for cigarettes. You want to break that habit? Come down. Come down. Come down. Break the habit of cigarettes? Come down. Come down. Come down. Come down. Today's the day. Today's the day. Because you've been bound and you've been shamed and you hate the embarrassment. And God wants to set you free so that you don't have to worry about what other people think. God will take the caffeine, the kick, all the issues, nicotine that's tried to bind you. It's become physical now. And when you can't take care of it, God can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on down if you're still coming. Hallelujah. Somebody be praying. I need my men praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Hallelujah. Come here, sir. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, I want you to touch his body from the inside out, inside out, inside out. God, I need you to move in his life. He just extended his trust one more time to you. God, he stepped out and said, I'm going to trust you. And this was not easy. But Lord, I bless this man by faith. By his faith, may he be made whole. In the name of Jesus, remove anything that hinders his life, that would cause him to stumble. In the name of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Lord, may it be upon you even now. To solve the issue in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name, wow. So much sorrow. So much sorrow. You keep a good face, but you have so much sorrow. Oh, oh. The Lord weeps because he weeps with you. Because of the loss, God knows your heart. And God's going to go to the root of the problem that caused the effects. It is going to put a peace there for where the sorrow abides. And God's going to cause you to look at life differently. See the sun again. See the stars again. Come alive again. In the name of Jesus. Even down in your heart and all you've been through with that, God is going to heal and restore tired muscles so that your heart would beat strong again. Strained muscles. I give you complete overhaul in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, give God a great hand clap of praise. Come here. You are blessed. You are. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take away everything that is hindering his walk, hindering his talk, hindering his own confidence. In the name of Jesus, today is breakthrough for him. Breakthrough today. In the name, come on, stretch your hands towards this man. I command breakthrough. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I take the taste out of your mouth. I take it out in the name of Jesus. May you be whole. And may God change his very DNA that he can't even stand the taste of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command a miracle because I said so in Jesus' name. It's done. Man, I feel the miracle power of God here. Come here. How many know that God will do miracles? How many know he'll do miracles? Won't he? He'll do them. He'll do them. He'll do them. He'll do them. Miracles. Ah. Girl, you belong up here. You are a worshiper. You got too much in you to be standing out here. You have been called by God to worship and to use your gift and talent. Am I making sense to you? You've been told that before. God has a work for you to do, and all you need to do is take the first step. Say, God, I'll show up. Look at that. God told her a couple weeks ago. Look at that. God told her she needs to follow after him and serve him and work for the kingdom. And then said, you need to go to church on a regular basis so you can learn how to do it right. It's because there's more than you ever knew. It's sitting there waiting for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we settle the miracle. My seers, I need you to come up. I need all my seers on the stage. Now, let me just explain to you what a seer is. A seer is a person who, like, I would prophesy and tell you what I hear. They see things and tell you what they see. Okay? So I'm asking my seers, come on up on the stage, because I want them to be able to flow for whoever has a need. Life change. It's coming for you. Don't go anywhere. It's coming for you. Your world is about to change because you want change. You want to be strong. You've been asking to be stronger. And God says, I'm going to give you what you asked for. And you're going to be so happy about it. Because there's some people you need to say no to. And God's going to give you the strength to do it. Okay? Don't need to say anymore. Now, woman of God, I anoint you now in the name of Jesus Christ with the power of the Holy Ghost, as it was in the days of the Acts of the Apostles. I now speak over your life. A prophetic voice shall arise, come forth, and you shall be a blessing to your household. And I decree right now that the word shall be like water to you. It shall be so refreshing for you and for your family. And I decree that all of the things that you left, you shall receive double, because God has put them back into your hands. God, in the name of Jesus, I put a seal that she belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, I seal this deal. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. I want you to... The next 3 months, you're going to go faster than you ever had in your life. It's going to be like rocket. Don't push away from the table. Eat it all, says the Lord. Eat it all, and I'll show you how to use it in Jesus' name. But by faith, you're going to walk, and you're going to declare and decree, and you're going to see things manifest right in front of you. Okay? Just like you were praying, God talked to you, he's not going to forget about you. Okay? You're not crazy. You're not doing crazy things. You're being obedient. Father, I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I want you to look on her life. Stretch your hands, church. Let me say this to you. as the Church Universal, every one of us has power. The same power I can operate here, you operate where you stand. And I want you to believe with me that when we begin to pray for somebody, that your prayer, your hand, your belief is about to change this person's life. And God may tell you something. So be ready. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless her. I decree breakthrough in the name. No more loneliness. No more loneliness. No more. No more. No more sadness in this area. No more. No more. God says, I am filling the gap and I will fill it. But you are with me now, says God. Be not afraid, for I've got better in store for you. And the sorrow and the sadness will cease. It is not you. It is not a mark against you, says the Lord. For I am going to open up heaven for you in Jesus' name and make some things move quickly. You are not in the wrong place. You are not at the wrong season of your life. You are right on schedule, says the Lord. Look not back, but decree over your household, your family, what you want God to do. And God says, I'll do it at your command. Only believe. Only believe. And I'm going to take away every fear you have. Fear of animals. Fear of anything. And I'm going to cause you to be a woman of faith. Starting today, things are going to change. You're going to find people are going to favor you and give you stuff if it hasn't already started. It's going to give you expensive things. And it's because God loves you. You belong to him. Watch what he's going to do. Even in the next week and a half. And you'll know what I say is true. Father, I thank you. Is this your daughter? Can I have your hand? Can I pray for you? Singer, writer. You could dance if you wanted to. You're gifted in every way. The favor that's on your mom has already been on you, but you are gifted, and I want you never to be intimidated by anyone else around you. Don't base yourself on how they look, how they talk, or what they say about you. Because don't you go anywhere. Because you are gifted by the Lord himself. And nobody can compare to you because you're the only one he ever made like you. So the Lord says, when a contest opens, go into it. You'll win. You'll win more than any than you could ever believe. But God says he's preparing you to have confidence because there's also a mind of an executive. You'll be able to walk among great men and tell them what to do. You're going to have authority in your life. Trust me, you won't be intimidated. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Come on now. Are you ready? Are you praying, church? Step in when you see, if y'all see anything, okay? Wow. I have to say this to your daughter. You're too young to carry some of these burdens. You're too young. You're too young. You are a beautiful young lady. And God has been dealing with you. And you hear him more than most people have at your age. You're certain. It gives you a almost I mean, it's almost like a feeling of, I don't want to say being scared, but it's like he moves in you till you can't ignore it. But God says, be young. There are people pushing you to be older. And God says, no, no. I want you to enjoy life to its fullest extent. I want you to have fun. I want you to play in the sand, says the Lord. I want you to ride the horses, says the Lord. I want you to be a child until the time comes when I've called you to be older, but it is not now. So refuse the hand of the enemy. Tell the enemy no, because it seeks to despoil you. And I'm here to reveal his hand. No, says the Lord. And you know what I'm talking about. Because God has somebody in store for you that is greater than you could ever ask for. You can believe in fairy tales. Listen to what I say. You can believe in fairy tales. There is a knight in a shining armor for you. God is preparing him. So not now. But God will always remind you when it's time. So trust him. If he doesn't speak, that says something. Because whenever you need something, he always says something. That's how you know God works in your life. Church, I want to say this to you. We need to pray for our children. Even if you have a child next to you, I want you to bless them right now. Just turn around, wave your hands on them, and say, I command a covering from you against the enemy. He cannot have you. He cannot take you, and he cannot hurt you. Bless the children, and God will give you more than you could ever expect. Okay? Now, God's going to send you on a couple of trips soon for training. So be ready. Okay? Father, I thank you. Don't go anywhere. You... Sweet dog, this is my daughter. I adopted her. God, oh, sweetheart. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, girl. Oh, he wants you to be alive and to thrive and to have fun and to live. He did not order these things. The enemy has been coming against you because you're so valuable. But you have survived it all. You have survived it all. Come on the stage. I need you to come on the stage. Okay, I need you to stand here. Come here. I want to show you something, okay? I'm going to ask you to put your hand right here. Put your hands on her back, please. I want you to pray for her. And I want you to see what the Lord says to you. Okay? Just, you don't even have to say it out loud. I want you to know that he speaks to you. And it's this easy. Okay? Now, I just want you to pray that God, just start off by saying, God, I want you to bless her life. Okay? Just start praying in your heart, God, bless her life. Okay? And then as you're praying, whatever comes across your mind for this young lady, is God speaking into your heart? And when you see something, just nod your head. When you see something. Yeah? Okay. Now, keep praying and nod your head when you see something else. Okay. Okay. Now, that is the Lord speaking into your spirit because it's stronger than your flesh. And sometimes our flesh tries to tell us it's in control, but it never is. Your spirit is stronger than your flesh. It says these words. It is a man's spirit that bears his infirmities. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? It's trying to wound your spirit. But the enemy can't have you because you're protected. Now, as you have prayed for her, I want you to go and know that just as easy as you ask for her, when you settle, he will speak to you and give you the same answers. You see how easy that was, how it came, and how you could see it? That's how he wants to talk to you in your prayer time. Okay? He will show you those images. Now I'm going to bless you. Father, I bless this young lady. Just a little bit longer, and then the trials will be over. Do you hear me? Because he's creating a new work in you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do you guys see anything? You do? Come over here. Let's get a microphone. Can I have a microphone? Go ahead.
What I see is for the church. What I'm seeing is that there's like a river of light that's kind of flowing just over the sanctuary. And what I'm seeing is that there are certain people here that God's hand is upon. And I see this light above your heads. And you've been asking God for something, for some things, for so long. And he wants you to know that he hears you. And what I saw was, it was almost as if it was like this huge book that just opened up. And in the book, there was just writing. And I could see it was almost as if it was like Solomon, like he was rightly dividing things, things that should be right and things that are not right. And I could see him like kind of smudging out and erasing some things out of your lives. Mm. And I could see him like erasing the smudges and the mistakes, rewriting things and just making the corrections. And it's like the things that need to be fixed, the things that you've been asking for, the things that you have been just crying over or longing for, he's going to fix it. He's going to set your life the way it should be and realign it with what you've been asking, with what his word and what he has upon your life.
Amen. Thank you. Come on, let's give God a great hand clap. You guys see anything?
As you was praying and was talking to her, all I could see was like a kind of like how the hand be on the potter's wheel. It's like you got the clay and he's molding. And the thing about it is that he's making like a vase. And I almost draw you the picture how it would be shaped. It'd be like this. And it's more like a tall type of vase. But the thing about this is not just for flowers. It's so that he can actually pour oil into the vase.
Amen. So what the Lord is saying is that the shaping of your life is to hold the anointing that you have on your life. I've never seen a girl that God keeps talking to convince you of you. Do you understand? You're like a mini me. You are. And what you see me do, you will do. All right? So I want you, every time you come, you ask, see all these people out here? I want you to look at them. They need you. They need you. And when you come, ask the Lord, give me a word for someone. Okay? Let me be a blessing. And you'll see these ears open up, okay? Amen. Amen. Step now, I want you, meet her at the other side. I want you to share with what you saw. All right. You come here, and then I want to pray for you. Oh, then you over here. All right. Stretch your hands this way, especially you. In the green. That's you. You. Stretch your hands this way. You know why? Because what God keeps doing in your life is pouring oil in, and because of your heartache, you pour it out. And you say, not me. And he pours more oil, and you do this. Because you can't believe just how great you are. And he will show up for you in places, and it boggles your mind, but if you would go back and think how many times he came right on time for you. Just think about it. And he pours more oil in your cup so you can make it. I want you to gather more cups. Symbolically, I want you to go home and lay some cups out on your altar. Lay them out on your shelf and say, Lord, that is my life. Fill me. I'm not going to turn it over. Fill me. Because, oh, I got to say this. You are to live and not die, saith the Lord. Depression cannot have you. So he will fill you with oil, set you on fire, and you'll be a light to those who are around you. I guarantee you, in 6 months, you'll be down here praying for people. Do you hear me? 6 months. 6 months. You've got so much to offer. Don't think I forgot about you. You are a woman of God, strong and mighty, quiet. And there is a people you are to teach, to help. You've seen them. It breaks your heart. It literally bothers you. And God says, that's who I'm sending you to. That's why it bothers you so much. You are my vessel. So be ready. Be ready in word and in deed. Because this isn't just church. This is the harvest of the Lord. Each one of you were planted by him to do an amazing work in him. We're just flowing in the wind of the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch your hands towards this lady, please. I want you to see this lady here in the green shirt, right there. She's good people. See the lady in the white? She's good people. Them you can trust. All right? Father, in the name of Jesus. Ha! I love when this happens. Ha! Woo! Tornado woman, you are a tornado of power. When you put your foot down in prayer, God help the enemy that you praying. Woo-wee. I don't care what nobody I don't care what nobody say. Don't get in her way of prayer. If she make, there's some people, listen to me. I think God treats me, God knows how much I can take, right? He knows Steve Yates, right? And when I get to my end, it takes a lot for me to get to the, everybody got their point, right? Right? Takes a lot for me to get there. And then he'll do something, right? But it takes a long time because God knows I have to learn patience. He don't give her that. He'd be like, what you want? Daddy, so-and-so, so-and-so, I'll be right back. You got that kind of authority. Jesus. That's scary right there, buddy. People that mess with you don't stay around long. I'm telling the truth. The truth us. He will have mercy upon whom? He will have mercy. And he chose to lay his hands upon you. You are favored, highly favored. So God says, activate your gifts. Talk to him more about pushing the kingdom forward. You can do it. There are barriers that if you pray, they'd break. We want to fill this place, listen to me, with every creed, every kindred and kind. We want to be so in an overflow of people that are hurting. Because there's so many people that don't even know we're here. But God says, if you will call the workers in for the harvest, if you will call the seed in for the harvest, not money, I'm saying people, you will see this place pack up. And you will know that your prayer filled the aisles, the balcony, and the foyer. You are so fundamental to this church. And the enemy has tried constantly to make you think you'll lose it all, or that he will cause sabotage. Huh? Should he try it yesterday? Okay, let me explain why. You need to call on your daddy. And you need to tell daddy to make him stop. Okay, you did? I tell you, she's powerful. If y'all need prayer, bypass me, just go straight. Mine might take a while, okay? But God called this to confirm this to you, that life is just getting started for you, okay? He knows what's happening, but he ain't never left his eyes off of the ones you love, okay? He got them. It looks crazy, but in 2 to 3 years, they'll be honoring you in a way that you never thought they would. Okay? So you trust God. You serve him, he'll take them and make them serve you. Okay? Trust me on that. Come on, let's give God a great hand clap of praise. Where, which one? Okay, give me a microphone. Did I still have a microphone? Don't go nowhere. All right, go ahead and say what you want to say to her.
Woman of God with the black and white on in the back. Could you please stand?
Her right there? Yeah.
You like, I'm ready to leave, God. You're ready to leave out of this place, but God said, I have need of you. Mm. You've been torn left and right, but the platform he has given you at the prison is to start your ministry. You're broken, but God said, I come to rescue you today. Mm. Today is your day. Not another day would you step in this place. So I call you out, woman of God, from the hands of the enemy. I come against that warring spirit in your mind, and I loose the power of the Holy Ghost to take complete control. Woman of God, come forth. Take your rightful place. I love you and God love you more. But I want you to come up here and show the devil that you mean business.
Come on, come on, come on. Wow, 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 wow. Hey, I know this ain't church as usual, but I love unusual church. All right. I need you still operating in your gifts, church. Prayer is our way of literally unlocking heaven. Okay? We have access because of Jesus. So those of you in your chairs, remember, your prayers matter. Would you pray for this woman right here? All right, that would have been awesome. Got that on film. Jesus. All right, are you ready? Point your hands towards this lady. Father, in the name of Jesus. Wow. The Lord says, let me carry you. Because what happens is you overstress. You stress so much that it's affecting you, your heart, your strength, your will to even get up sometimes. And the Lord says, let me carry you. You can't handle this stuff. It's too heavy. And when it gets too heavy, there's nothing you can do but turn it to God. Because he gonna solve it one way or another. You just have to give it quicker. You understand? He has you on a path to success and happiness. But on that path, you've got to recognize that God has you covered and that it's not a game. He has brought good things into your life. He will continue to do so. And the Lord says, I want you to speak what I say. Hear me. Don't speak what you see. Use the word. Say, Lord, you said, thou hast made this day wonderfully. I was made wonderfully. Marvelous are your works, O Lord. When you start to feel like you're not there, God says, I'm going to change the way you think. And by changing the way you think, I'm going to change your entire world. Because you are born again with the whole power of heaven inside of you. And all you need to do is let your mind go so you can unlock it. That's it. You've got the power that raised Jesus from the dead inside of you. And all you have to do is learn to unlock it so that you could see it before your eyes. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men, the things that God has prepared for him. However, what's the word go on to say? But they have been revealed to us by the Holy Ghost. And you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And it is for you to know and to experience. I bless your life, your body, even your habits. I come against the habits that would take away your joy and bring shame. I speak to them. Loose her and let her go. Let her be free. Let her see the sunlight and be happy again. We set her free today. Stretch your hands. Set her free today. Not tomorrow. Not another minute from now. Right now. I command freedom in totality. Ah. And God said, who else do you depend on? I should be the only one you depend on. I'm the one who sets your future. Put it back in my hands. And I'll fix it all. But I'm the only one that is faithful. Trust me, says the Lord. In Jesus' name. If you see anything, just let me know. Okay? You see something? Microphone. Okay. I want you to listen to him.
as you was ministering.
Blue mic.
As you was ministering, the scripture came was it says, think on these things, things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are a good report. And that's just the way that you keep your mind. And then it was a scripture that says he inhabits the praises of his people. Even inside of situations, whenever it may be going crazy, just all you have to do is just close your eyes and just start worshiping.
Yes.
Just worship. Just worship. And then you will actually see your heart change. You'll see your mind change. You'll see your emotions change. And then the more you worship, you'll see your environment change.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. You have a word there, Pastor?
I saw a chain wrapped around you. And that chain is the stress and anxiety of you trying to work out the issues and the problems. And I saw a drop of blood on that chain. Disintegrate it and destroy it and break it. And the Lord wants you to know that you need to rest in his arms. And every time anxiety and stress comes, he wants you to know that your place is rest at the feet of the Lord. And not in your works of your mind trying to conjure a way out of it. That he is your way out of it. And that chain is broken by his blood. And you are released in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for her. And then, sir, I'm going to come pray for you. Come here, daughter. What a friend we have in Jesus. Sing. All our to bear, all is to carry everything to God in prayer. Sing again. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Everything to God in prayer. Everything to God prayer. Again, everything to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, your presence is here. Take the load. Take the load. She brings it to the cross and she leaves it at the feet of the cross. And Lord, what a privilege to watch the load be lifted. Ooh. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Wow. Minister, God. Minister. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for taking it. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for touching a heart. Thank you, Lord, for touching a body. Thank you, Lord, for taking it in the name. Wow. I see a rainbow form over your life. I literally see a rainbow here in the sanctuary. And it's over you. And he promises that the thing that you are so hurt by, He will heal. And he will bring everybody back into the ark of safety. In the name of Jesus, we seal it. In Jesus' mighty name, miracles, signs, and wonders belong to the body and belong to her. Come on, let's give Jesus. Ooh, I still feel it. God, dog. Woo. I feel that. All right. Jesus is so tender. I have to say this to you. Jesus is never rough. I need you to know that. Jesus says, you know how I speak to you. You know what I wouldn't say to you. You know how I talk. And I've always drawn you with loving kindness. So hearken only to that and dump the rest. Because there's a burden you're carrying. And it brings shame. And the Lord wipes it off your shoulders. Can your wife, would you come? Sir, there's a calling that the Lord has on your life. And sometimes we get weary. And we get weary, we wound. But the Lord says, I'm bringing restoration. And I'm going to show you how to love, first of all, each other again. How to fall in love again. How to be that couple that plays like Isaac and his wife. To erase the past. And to walk forward in the light as the Lord has called you both. And it does not affect the call on your life. For both of you have seen too much. You know too much to turn around now. You sometimes can feel like you're barely holding on. And that, man, you're just surviving. You're not surviving. You're not just surviving. You are literally holding on through the storm. You're in the boat with Jesus. And you're not mumbling and complaining. You're allowing him to take you to the other side. And the storm will cease, says the Lord. And there is a people for you to reach. Know this. God has his hand upon you. And what you have absorbed, he will use. He will do it in your life and in these days. Trust me, says God, and I will show you things beyond the flesh and show you magnificent things in the spirit. I will open up your eyes and teach you from my heaven's gates, and I will show you wonders and signs that you thought only those privileged by the days of old could see. I will show you my storehouse. I will show you how to call these things down. And I will present to you a key to unlock what has been locked in the eyes of others. You will unlock in the sight of men. For I, the Lord thy God, have called thee, and he alone weighs your value, saith the Lord. Today is the day I say it is new. It is new. It is new. It is new. It is a new day, saith God Almighty, and the oil shall flow again. Hold not your peace. Listen to me. Don't hold your peace, for I validate and I ordain. And if there is a need, hold not back thy voice, for I've set thee both as a watchman on the wall. Do as I say, see as I see, warn as I warn, love as I love, and your joy will be sweeter than ever before. We seal this in Jesus' name. Amen. You see anything? Don't be ashamed. Go ahead. Sir?
It's like, as you was meant for access, 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 and it just kept getting repeated, access, access, access. And the thing about it is that he doesn't just give you access just for you just to have access. He'll give you power to be able to operate inside of whatever capacity he places you in. And even inside of whatever you don't know, he know how to give you understanding and wisdom, how to operate inside of it so that you may be fruitful inside of whatever you have to do.
Amen. You have a word?
If that God is saying, gave you a detailed instruction. Gave you a detailed instruction. And he wants you to follow it. Doesn't want you to fear. He wants you to just flow with it. Even though it looks like it's not going to work, it is going to work.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to be able to understand it, but you have to flow with it.
Yes. Yes, hallelujah.
I have you turn toward each other. He wants you to know you're not familiar, you're intimate. And he's pouring newness into you. And he's reviving the old acquaintance that you have. That you will be, once again, one, close and intimate.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a word, just let me know. Okay. All right. I want you to come and pray. We're almost done, church. Come here, sweetheart. We're almost done. Can you stretch your hands one more time for God to move? Some of y'all are so powerful, it's insane. I mean that, church. Some of you are so in God's presence and power. There are things, woo, that you can do. It is my dream that Frontier be at every event that's helping people. That even if we're not hosting it, our people are there blessing people. Man, wear your shirts, wear your t-shirts, and be at the places and be a blessing to somebody. Because the power that you have is insane. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak over her life. Demita, give me that microphone. Demita, would you pray for her? Because this is, you got a word for her, the Lord told me.
Lord said you are a servant's servant. You are the kind of woman who doesn't mind being at the back of the line. And he said through you, he will fulfill his word that the last shall be first. God is honored by your service. And so today he honors you.
Wow. Wow.
Father, we thank you for this amazing woman of God.
Yes.
Who you have set a crown on. You put a royal diadem on her head.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You set her just so among your people. That even if nobody notices, even if nobody sees, she catches your eye. We bless you for her life today. We bless you for blessing her today.
Wow.
Because you've made her an example among your people. That it's not about the outside. It's not about what people think or people see. It's about the heart. And her heart is pure and her heart is beautiful and her heart is strong.
Wow.
And because of that, he will stop the warfare around you. Because you stood in the storm and you said, as Jesus said, when we hear that word meek, we don't really understand what it means. He gave you meekness as a gift.
Mm.
And that meekness that he gave you is the same that he gave Jesus Christ. That you trust God no matter what is going on around you and what people are doing to you, that it's for your good. And because you trust him like that, you will see the good. Believe him that you will see his goodness in the land of the living. Mm. Believe him that you will see him restore dreams and visions and hopes to you again. Believe him that he will light a fire in you again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, give God. That was a good word right there. You're blessed. You are blessed. Wow. Let me say this. All of our young men that are here in the house, if you've got a good friend, bring them. Don't bring no knuckleheads. Just playing. Because the reason I say that is there are some good women. There are good single women in here that need a good man. But a good godly man. Not a foolish man. Because we don't deal with foolish men. We raise up sons and daughters. And I can tell you, we got some good men and good women here. But we have to do our work to evangelize. Because God's got his hand on some of these women that is like, if a man were to find one of these women, woo, it'd be like they would be happy for the rest of their life. It's insane. All right. Yes. Yes. You have a word?
The gentleman back in the suit right there.
In the corner?
In the corner.
Yes.
Yes. You came today, you came today and you asked God, you can come up.
Come on down, son.
You came today and you asked God to speak to you. And you wanted him to say something very specific to you. The word of the Lord is this. Every night he sings over you. When you're stressed, when you're anxious, when you're frustrated, when you're in pain, when you don't understand. And sometimes you're like, well, I don't hear the answer. But he's singing over you. And his voice and his song is a song of peace. And it's a song of joy. And he says, don't wait for the word. Enjoy the song.
Mm.
Let him sing over you day and night. You're so special to him.
Mm.
You don't know that. You question that. You question, does he think about me? Does he like me? He uses everybody else. But you are very, very special to him.
Yes.
He sings over you. He sings over you. I'm going to pray for you. Lord, I just pray for the people. What is your name? Dino. Lord, I pray that your song that you sing over Dino, that he would hear it day and night as clear as he hears my voice. This morning, Lord, that the song you sing over him would be, he would know it's special, that you wrote it just for him. It's not a song you sing over anyone else. It's his special song.
Mm.
That when he was born in heaven, he was born to hear this song.
Mm.
He sang this song over you in heaven before you ever came down.
Mm.
You've known this song. Do you know the song? Yes. You know the song.
Victory belongs to Jesus.
Victory belongs to Jesus. So, Lord, we pray that that song you sing be more than just a song, but be a truth in his life, that he walks in the victory that you've given him in Jesus' name.
God, hallelujah. What a word. What a day. Oh, prayer. My man, I need you to pray for her foot. Come here.
I have a word for you.
Go ahead.
I've been sitting down here. You're walking in a new anointing. You look different today when you come up. You did too. I can see it not only spiritually, but I can see it physically. This is a season of Pentecost.
Yes.
My outpouring. You want something different. You want us to come alive here. You want a fire that not only do we react, but it comes down and fills us.
Yes.
And you have been wanting this. You've kept it like this. You're a man of action. You're a man of action. But you're also a man that searches the heart of God. And not only do you search it, but you go along with him. This is your partner.
Yes.
I once called you Superman because Superman does not fly without his cape.
Why?
Well, let me tell you. There is a new, it'll be subtle, just like it was today. But it'll be subtle. But it was definitely there. And this is the season of Pentecost.
Yes.
The ushering in of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a great hand. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
I keep seeing in my spirit, and it goes along with what Miss Phyllis said, about how Bishop is wanting us to walk in the giftings that we have. And what I keep seeing today is like we're on a playground, and it's God's playground. And we're running around playing on things, but maybe things are a little high. You know, the swing might go a little high. The monkey bars are a little high. But what you got to realize is that, you know, at the circus where there's that big net underneath the circus, you know, when you're up doing a trapeze and whatever, it's the safety net is him. And so he wants us to go on his playground. And run that thing.
Amen.
And have a good time. And if Amen. You fall, he's got you.
Yes.
He's going to put you right back up.
Yeah.
Right on to it.
Let's all stand to get ready to go out there. Because God's doing a great work in all of us. And I believe that you're going to experience a whole nother level of walking in the power of God. My young people, I want you to grab hold of what I'm saying, because this belongs to you. It does. This is yours and to all of our offspring. Would you lift your hands before the Lord? Thank you, Lord, for those who were givers today and decided to take the challenge. Thank you for those who gave of their gifts and talents and took the challenge. Thank you, Lord, for those who waited and watched and grew by watching the testimonies happen over and over and over again. That only God could do it. Man can't make it happen. So I bless the crowd of people here, and I speak life over you, that the light of Jesus would fill your life. And then as you go, your light will shine and people will stop you to get their light lit, because yours is so bright. Father, I bless this church and even those who are yet to come, those who are online from around the world. Set us on fire and let us burn the camp of the enemy. And God, we give you all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. I'll see you next week. Amen. Thank you, guys. Good job.